Ever wonder what psychologist moms talk about when we get together? Whether we're consulting one another about a challenging case or one of our own kids, or just leaning on each other when parenting feels hard, because trust me, even when we do this for a living, it's still hard. Joining me each week in these special Thursday shows are two of my closest friends, both moms, both psychologists. They're the people I call when I need a sounding board. These are our unfiltered answers to your parenting questions. We're letting you in on the conversations the three of us usually have behind closed doors. This is Securely Attached, Beyond the Sessions. Hello. So happy to have Dr. Rebecca Hirschberg and Dr. Emily Upshur back for some Q&A. How are you?
Hi. Well, thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Okay. So I have a question. This mom emailed me. She says, my son is almost three and he has always been pretty confident and self-assured. We also have a 16-month-old daughter. I work 2 to 3 days a week and lately he does not want me to go. I'm not sure if it's the in-home daycare environment, just missing me, or something else. He is more of an introvert. I do have the flexibility to step away from work and we plan to start trying to add a third child to our crew later this year. How do you decide if it's better for a child to have a stay-at-home mom or if we're helping him to be flexible and adaptable by being in childcare? Or should we consider a nanny in our home instead? Thanks. Okay, so in reading this, I hear kind of multiple different layers to this question. And I feel like we could kind of talk a little bit about all of them. But the first thing I'm hearing is really a more of like a bigger and perhaps even like societal question of like, the challenge that a parent faces, often moms, but frankly, lots of dads too. But the question of like, do I stay at home with my kid or do I go back to work? And that's a big question. So that's one thing I'm hearing. The other thing I'm hearing in this question is really about like childcare choices, right? Like, is it better to keep my child at home with a nanny or is it better for them to be in a group childcare setting, pros and cons to that, right? Now, I don't think there's right or wrongs to actually any of these questions or like, you know, explicit advice that one can necessarily like dole out, but it's worth having a conversation about kind of these dilemmas that parents often face. But then there's this other piece that's sort of embedded deeper in this question that I'm hearing, which is my child doesn't want me to leave. And I have a hard time knowing how to respond to that, right? Do I not leave or do I leave? And if I leave, how do I handle his distress? Which I think that might be happening in the context of you going to work and having to separate from your kid. But my guess is that conundrum, which is a super universal issue that all parents who have a child with a will and a set of preferences, as they often do, will face, right? My child wants something and I can't give it to them in this moment and they're distressed and I'm feeling torn because I could try to make myself able to give it to them, but maybe I can't. So that's, I think, which is a much different issue of like childcare versus staying at home, working versus not working. But what are you guys thinking? Do you agree with the sort of breakdown of those three major questions inside of this question?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a lot of layers here. And I definitely want to address, you know, the not having a right or wrong answer, right, mm-hmm. to these. I think, you know, I can tell you from my personal experience, even with my first child, you know, I also tried something and switched, right? Like mm-hmm. I tried having a nanny and then I felt like having a daycare environment was a better environment for my child, right? So I think it's also about like this person is asking, how do I know how to make a choice? How do I know if what the change is? And I think we have to take a step back and say, you know, just because your child has a strong reaction doesn't mean it's the wrong choice, mm-hmm. right? And trying to figure out, you know, of course we wish we had her here, but we can't do that. You know, as we always say, like, this is, you know, this is a very individualized thing, but I think sort of pulling back and try to figure out, are we making, whose benefit are these choices for? Is it, you know, or as the parent, are we saying, oh, I don't like this feeling, so I want to make a shift, or I don't think this is a good match for my child, so I'd like to make a shift. I think really looking inside and trying to figure out what's the question you're trying to answer inside of yourself first before mm-hmm. you make a pivot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really good point. And I think it comes back to this other piece, which is, you know, there isn't a right and wrong here. Like, I really feel strongly that, like, childcare, for example, there's a ton of research that says that separating from your child so that you can go to work and they can experience some level of safe and caring and attuned childcare from another person is not only not a bad thing, but can be a good thing. I think how we do something is so much more important than the question, do we or don't we do something? You know, I think that, you know, and it's not always the only question to ask is what's best for my child. An important question to be asking for sure. But another important question is what is best for me? And I think that question gets dropped so much for parents. If you don't want to give up your job, and again, we're talking about like you don't have to, you know, this is a choice, but if you don't want to, like, I want to work. I find joy in my job. I find purpose in my work. I love my children. I wish I could be with them more than I am. And also, I don't want to stop working. It would be a loss for me to stop working. And how would that loss impact my ability to show up for my children in a way that I want to, right? Like, that's another piece to this, right? Like, what is, and, you know, I really appreciate this mom's interest in thinking about what is best for my kid, but I also want her to ask, what's best for me? What do you want? Do you want, even if you have the flexibility to step away from work, do you want to? If you do, then explore that, right? But if you don't, or if you feel like you might come to resent that choice or feel regret about giving up something that you didn't want to give up, that's worth asking and thinking about as well.
And the idea that if you have that level of flexibility, like Emily said about a child decision, you can change your mind. You know, and there are parents that kind of stop working and then go back to work when their kids, let's say, reach a developmental stage. And then there's sacrifices that come from that, depending on your career trajectory. Like, there's all kinds of things to consider. You know, we meet parents all the time who say, I thought I was a superpower career person. And then I have my kids and I couldn't imagine not being with them. Mm-hmm. Other parents who said, you know, I went out on maternity leave expecting that, like, it would be the be all end all of my life. And I was counting down the minutes till I could get back to work.
Yeah.
Both of them are like really good moms. You know, it's just mm-hmm. people are different. I also just want to highlight, I don't know if you guys were, I was struck by the fact that she noted potentially as if it were relevant, you know, that her child is an introvert. And I would kind of caution away from, of course, you have to think about your individual child and what's best for that child's personality. And, that, you know, and yet I'm having a hard time putting this to words. There's also something about making so much of your child's temperament or these choices can work for all different types of mm-hmm. kids and families, I guess. I don't know if either of you can say that in a slightly better way, but it felt to me like a little bit of a misplaced focus.
I think what you're touching upon, I think it's important, which is even if we have an inkling of our child's, you know, personality or behavior or temperament, and we want to be sensitive and, you know, attuned to that, I think that doesn't mean it has to be, like, just kind of to Sarah's point, the only thing that dictates a choice. And you're right. There's lots of different children. Listen, there's the whole range of children in both situations, you know, with moms at home and with, you know, in daycare and childcare provided locations. And And the research really shows they're all okay, right? I think what you're trying to say is don't pigeonhole necessarily. You know, we want you to be attuned, but we don't need you to be, you know, hyper vigilant in a way that might make a choice that might limit your child when we don't know if that's, you know, the full spectrum of.
Right. Like my sense was, it was sort of like, well, my child's an introvert, so would probably not do as well as daycare if they were an extrovert, they would do better. And like, that's a vast oversimplification of like the fact that all different kinds of kids do well in all different kinds of environments. And of course you have to make sure the fit, as you said, Sarah, very well, like the quality and the attunement and the, you know, you have to make sure that that's correct, but there's no research showing that like, depending on your child's personality type, one care setting is preferred.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I think it's funny when you guys were talking about that, I was thinking, you know, with COVID, you know, I've worked from home more and I like that. I think my kids find that really difficult, frankly, right? That I'm there, but not accessible to them, right? Mm-hmm. It's very withholding. Like it feels very icky to them more than it does if I'm out of my home in a different location for my job in some ways, right? Like there's a push and a pull. But that's a tough choice because I'm like, hey, I like to be able to have lunch in my kitchen, you know, but I'm also aware that sometimes that's more difficult for them, right? And so like having to make these choices when there's, to Sarah, to your point earlier, when there's taking my needs and my children's needs and my whole family, the gestalt of that into consideration is really important. So I think this mom, you know, sounds like is, you know, toying with the idea of being home, you know, and I think that's like, and maybe, you know, I don't want to be creating a whole narrative for this person, but, you know, maybe wondering if that's the right choice for her, if that's the right choice for her children. And I think, you know, thinking through that really clearly is, or in talking about it and talking to other people and sort of, you know, I think that's a really important part of being a parent, and your choices you make are troubleshooting out what that might look like and what that might feel like and trying that on for size, even if it's just, you know, intellectually before you make a shift.
Yeah. And I do think like that makes me think of this other piece of like, what's better, you know, I'm using air quotes, but you can't see like what's better, like nanny versus daycare versus staying with your parents. And I think, ugh, we're going to be that annoying podcast host again, where we're like, there is no right answer. I'm so sorry. But the reality is like, it's really not, it's not, there isn't a right answer. Like there is no one way to do this. Like children thrive with nannies. Children thrive at group care. Children thrive with stay-at-home parents. Children can struggle in all of those transitions to those settings because it's a transition and it's an adaptation to a new environment that's not familiar and comfortable yet. And when they do adapt, as long as it's the right environment, they usually do eventually adapt. Some kids take longer than others, and sometimes it's not the right environment and you have to pivot, but it might be that particular, like I know a lot of families that have, you know, started at a daycare and it wasn't quite the right fit for their kid, but then they went to a different daycare and it was phenomenal for them, you know? So it wasn't the daycare as an idea, it was the specific place that they went to that wasn't the right match. And so, you know, it's a little bit about being willing to trust your children's ability to adapt to something. And I'm a little biased because I obviously did my own. I mean, I put my kids in daycare as a choice from the very beginning versus a nanny. I knew I was going back to work, but that wasn't a choice for me. But the daycare or nanny, who was going to be the person watching my kid, I really wanted to do group care. That was what I thought would be best in my own opinion for me. And the separation that my child had to experience, and this is true for nannies or daycare, frankly, it's really about separating from the parent. Like, it was really hard for them, also super hard for me as a new parent to do that. But the reuniting really, I think, strengthens the attachment to the parent. And so I would not be afraid to have, I would not be afraid to separate, to introduce a scenario where you have to separate from your child because it might cause distress. It does. It, distress comes with separation. That's normal and healthy and appropriate. And reuniting strengthens that attachment bond, and also feeling safe with other adults and trusting that they're going to care for you, and developing a close relationship with caregivers outside of your immediate attachment figures builds more secure attachment relationships. And the more secure attachment relationships we have, the stronger that sort of sense of security is in our blueprint. And I think there's a lot of value in that.
Absolutely. I too sent my kids to daycare. And for me, it was, again, sort of luck and benefit of, in both places that I lived, finding a specific place that felt good to me. And also, I just, for me, it ended up being less about my kid and more about, like, I just felt more comfortable, frankly, in a very, kind of gut check way, like just checking in with my body, like thinking about having one person taking care of my kid and then kids versus a place, and a place just felt better for me. Somebody else potentially have the exact opposite experience, and then that's not the right choice for her. And that's important.
Yeah. So in not answering any of your questions, I hope we answered your question.
What else is new?
We are seriously, people are going to stop writing us questions. Please keep writing us questions. I love your questions. I will continue to not answer your questions for 20 minutes at a time every Thursday with the help of Rebecca and Emily. Mm-hmm. No, I joke. I hope we answered it. I hope we answered it in the best way we can, which is to say, like, you have to really listen to yourself, listen to your kid, listen to your circumstances, trust in the process, and know that you can change your mind. Like, you can keep iterating. Mm-hmm. You didn't sign a blood contract for any of these things, hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being here. This is wonderful, as always.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. As you can hear, parenting is not one size fits all. It's nuanced and it's complicated. So I really hope that this series, where we're answering your questions, really helps you to cut through some of the noise and find out what works best for you and your unique child. If you have a burning parenting question, something you're struggling to navigate, or a topic you really want us to shed light on or share research about, we want to know. Go to drsarahbrennan.com/question to send in anything that you want Rebecca, Emily, and me to answer in Securely Attached Beyond the Sessions. That's drsarahbrennan.com/question. And check back for a brand new Securely Attached next Tuesday. And until then, don't be a stranger.